KBXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
This is the final track on Tim Heidecker's latest album, Slipping Away. It's called Bells Are Ringing. And the first time I heard it, it stopped me in my tracks. I dropped everything and emailed him to say, this is so, so beautiful. And one of the reasons it moved me was his daughter's vocals that come in at the end of the song, which is something he almost didn't put in.
This could be too much, too sweet, or too something, you know? And everybody was all in, you know, everybody was like, everybody involved in the record was just like, this is so great, like, sounds awesome.
Fatherhood is a major theme on the album. And coming up, Tim Heidecker joins me to talk about making the record and about how being a dad has changed him.
Well, first of all, I think about my own mortality. I think that's the thing that children bring to you is, wow, these people are going to hopefully go on well past me.
Tim Heidecker, today. I'm Raina Duris. This is an Encore World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. If the federal government finalizes the budget reconciliation bill in play, pro-consumer voices in Minnesota warn the changes won't be friendly to monthly bills for energy customers. The analysts point to new findings from the nonpartisan think tank Energy Innovation, which looked at provisions in the Senate version from this week. It says the plan would cause Minnesotans' home electricity costs to rise by 28% over the next decade. Annie Levinson-Felk of the Citizens Utility Board of Minnesota says that's because Republican lawmakers are poised to eliminate clean energy tax credits while expanding new oil and gas leasing.
If we can't build as much wind and solar and renewables, then we're not just going to be building more gas plants, but running kind of inefficient, more costly gas plants more than we would have to.
Levinson-Felk says many Minnesotans are already struggling with their utility costs. Fossil fuel-linked groups are cheering the proposed measure, including America's Power. They say incentives for renewables are no longer needed and that they're pushing out sources such as coal prematurely. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. St. Louis County is opening a temporary solid waste collection site in the Brimson area for people to dispose of things damaged by recent wildfires. The collection site will be at the old county garage on Highway 44 in Brimson. Beginning this Monday, the site will operate Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The county says this site is for wildfire debris only. People not affected by the wildfire should not bring garbage there. Everything will be accepted free of charge. Visit KAXE.org for more information. The University of Minnesota Medical School and Fairview are expanding rural physician training in the state with a new residency program at Grand Itasca Clinic and Hospital. The program will train two new family medicine physicians each year. Dr. Tim Peel has been a family medicine physician in Grand Rapids for 24 years and is the residency program director. He says a looming doctor shortage in the U.S. will impact rural places the most.
It's going to help the community of Grand Rapids, but then it's also going to help us with the shortage that we've had, seeing the patients that we're already taking care of, and then we're investing in the future. So this is a pipeline of future physicians to stay and work here or go to other rural areas. Hopefully in the region.
Residents will start the three-year program with 1 year of training at MHealth Fairview Woodwinds Hospital in St. Paul, followed by 2 years in Grand Rapids. Peel says the program will give doctors the opportunity to experience the unique challenges that come with practicing in a rural area.
We have patients that come here from International Falls. We have people who may drive an hour to see one of us. And then perhaps they need to see a specialist. A lot of times they struggle to get to Duluth or get to the cities. So we're often managing patients with diseases that are more complex.
Students can start applying to the program in September with the first cohort set to begin in July 2026. So what's Peel's pitch to young doctors?
I really think that I have the best job in the world. One of the most fulfilling things for me is that I am part of the community where I practice. And I've been here for a long time, and I intend to be here for a long time.
Funding is from a $750,000 three-year grant through the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration. Lakewood Health System in Staples is also a grant recipient and is expected to be the next institution to launch a rural residency in obstetrics. Second Harvest Northland is hosting a public meeting at 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Grand Rapids Food Shelf. The organization says it will share more information about its recent operational changes, which includes the closure of the food bank warehouse in Grand Rapids. They will also discuss planned investments in the local food shelf program. In a statement on social media, the organization says they hope to provide clarity and converse with community members. Whether you live in northern Minnesota or you're visiting for holiday fun, look no further than our huge list of fireworks and parades for Independence Day 2025. You'll find fireworks maps of each region of the Northland and links to more information on what you'll find at local celebrations. Find the list under local events at the top of KAXE.org. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
This is an Encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Do you ever feel like the world is ending? Not to be a downer, but sometimes things can feel pretty dire. There might be days when you wonder just where humanity is headed. And if you're a parent, like my guest today, songwriter and comedian Tim Heidecker, you might wonder what kind of world we're leaving for the next generation. Slipping Away is the name of the latest album from Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band. And coming up, Tim Heidecker and Very Good Band bassist Eliana Athayde talk about writing songs that explore anxiety, fatherhood, and the post-apocalypse. But don't worry if that sounds a little dark. They also get into baseball, a very bad chicken dinner Tim ate on tour, and how much fun they have working together. Tim and Eliana will perform songs from Slipping Away, but we'll start with the album cut of the song Wells Running Dry, Tim Heidecker, on World Cafe.
And I don't know why this well's running dry. Here we go. Gotta keep on pushing, heading into the second verse. And I know whatever I am saying is always gonna end up sounding worse than the first.
On World Cafe, that was Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band, Wells Running Dry. It's a song from his latest album, Slipping Away. I'm Raina Duras. Tim Heidecker is my guest today, as well as the bassist and backing vocalist for the Very Good Band, Eliana Athayde. Tim and Ellie, hello. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome to me and to Ellie.
Welcome back. I guess welcome back to both of you, because you've both been in this room before. Although, Ellie, I haven't gotten to talk to you yet. So glad that you're both here. And part of the reason I wanted Ellie here, too, is because I know, Tim, that when you went in to make this record, you wanted it to be a team effort. You wanted it to be a group doing it with your touring band that you've gotten to know really, really well over the last few years. Why did you want to bring the band in and record with them for this one?
Well, we play really well together. They're terrific musicians. So if I was going to make a record, I would get good musicians to play with me, and they are good musicians. I just wanted to keep this thing going in some form, you know, and I knew I couldn't go right back on the road. You got to stay away a little bit. And that was the natural thing, because I had written all these songs on tour with this band. And yeah, I mean, I just loved being around them, and they're really seasoned, talented players. So it made a lot of sense.
We'll come back to that in just a second. But Ellie, I know that you kind of started, I think you started playing with Tim when you were a session musician, though, right?
Yeah.
What do you remember from your first time playing with Tim?
Oh my gosh. What I remember the most about him, because we didn't talk at all before, a keyboardist named Drew Erickson brought all the musicians into the fold. So didn't talk to Tim at all until we were in the studio. And I just have this very distinct memory of working out something and Tim being like so deferential to these musicians he had hired, who he didn't really know that well, but he, you know, he was just being very kind of respectful and deferential in this way that stood out to me, because he didn't need to be that way. He could just be like, my way or the highway.
Let me quickly reintroduce you. I'm talking to Tim Heidecker and Ellie Athaid on World Cafe today. It does feel like there's a kind of narrative arc to this album. It starts out, kind of chill. Mm-hmm. There's a mushroom trip. You're hanging out with your family. Then it feels okay. And then there's anxiety and apocalypse and a post-apocalyptic sort of journey. Is that a conscious choice that you made to build the album like that?
Eventually, yeah. I think the first batch of songs were very much like short stories about the sort of something post-apocalyptic. What was the show we were talking about?
Station 11.
There's these shows, movies, books, you know, in that that sort of genre of The Road and things like that, where I was, you know, after the pandemic, going through those 2 years, it was definitely on my mind, and songs I was writing were kind of telling little stories about that. And then I had some other songs that were just more about me and about, you know, where I was at and what I was thinking about and my family. And you know, just it's all that like balancing it and building it until it's done thing where you think you know what it is and then something changes. And it then emerged as like, okay, this is kind of like there's a side A and then there's kind of a side B, which literally there are on records.
Right. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
There are a couple of songs I want to talk about today that you're not performing. Mm-hmm. One of them is called Something Somewhere. When I listened to the song, it brought tears to my eyes.
My goodness.
Because it's one of the best articulations I've ever heard of the anxiety I've always dealt mm-hmm. with in the way that I deal with it. It starts with the lyric, there's a feeling I get when things are going good, but it's coming to an end, a kind of sadness, then it passes, and I pack it into the back of my head. And this is one of those questions that's unanswerable, but I'll pose it to both of you.
I can answer it.
I believe in
you. You just made the challenge.
Why is it that sometimes when life is good, that is when you get the most anxious or when you worry the most? That can be the scariest time of all.
Yeah, I don't know, but it is a feeling that I had on that tour, which was that feeling, you know, probably 2/3 of the way through the tour, where you feel things are good, this has worked, the relief of all the stress and anxiety that went into building that thing to work was working. And then you knew that was, there's less shows ahead of us mm-hmm. than there are behind us, you know? And that's a good thing in some ways, because you want to take a break and go home and see your family. But there is this like, you just passed that hump of, I think it's like, it's that sort of, melancholy you get at the end of summer, you know, or the end of a vacation or something, you know, just that back to this thing is now just a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really heard it talked about in a song, at least that I can think of. So
I'm going to play a bit of Something Somewhere so you can hear it. This is Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band, Something Somewhere on World Cafe.
There is a feeling I get when things are going good, but it's coming to an end, a kind of sadness, then it passes, and I pack it in to the back of my head. And in the distance there is a glow, mystery light coming off the road. Barometric pressure is dropping, I can feel my heart start stopping. Oh, something somewhere's coming for me. Rolling thunder
bit of Something Somewhere from Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band. Tim is here with me along with Elliot Thade of the Very Good Band. Right after that song on the album, it gets a little bit apocalyptic and then kind of post-apocalyptic too in the song Bows and Arrows, where you talk about how you don't want to build a tent, you don't want to make a fire. I have sometimes wondered myself about the skills I have that could be applicable in the post-apocalypse. And so I wanted to ask each of you, if the world ended and you had to survive, what would your job be in our post-apocalyptic society?
Oh,
the great entertainer. We need laughter and music. No, I don't know. I have no skills at all. I have nothing. Not to make it too serious here, but the fires in Los Angeles, we were all, I was very personally affected by them. I didn't lose my house, but was evacuated. And I left the house without any, like, luckily my wife gathered all those important papers and stuff. But I was just like, this hat I'm wearing is from Target because I didn't even bring my normal baseball cap, and I didn't pack a charger. And I was like, oh man, I'm not ready for this at all. I'm not prepped. I'm not a prepper. I'll be one of the first to go.
are you going to pack a go bag for next time that happens?
I said I would, and I still haven't.
Ellie, what about you?
I think I'd probably just make everyone tea with like twigs and leaves. And I think I'd be good at trying to convince everyone that what we're eating is actually really good and fun, even though it's like dirt and
bark.
I think that's,
Well, yeah, I don't know what I would be still, but I think both of you would be very useful. Thank you. The next song that we're going to hear you perform is called I Went Into Town. How does this one fit into the narrative?
I think it's something I never had really done before. It's just like a little short story, like a couple of pages if it was a book. But it came to me. I don't know where it came from, but it fits into this idea that this guy who's living in the woods goes into town as he would do, like maybe once a year or something, or a couple times a year, and no one's there. And this feeling of if there was some apocalypse, if you were one of these people that lived in the woods and you didn't know about it, what would that feeling be to like walk into the town after 6 months and be like, oh, where's everybody? I thought that would be a great start to a, Stephen King movie or something, but I made it a song.
I Went Into Town, Tim Heidecker on World Cafe.
I went into town for the first time this year. All the bookstores were shut down. All the streets were all clear. Nobody was around. Even the rats were not here. Ooh, did they say they were leaving? Did they even leave a note? Looking on every post for any kind of a sign. Maybe an arrow to show me the way. Did they leave here for the day? Or are they hiding and afraid? I went back to my woods. Back to my home, where I live alone. So I lit a fire and I lit a smoke, thinking about the town. Was this some kind of joke? Ooh, are they hiding from me? Did they catch some kind of disease? Or did they blow away with the breeze? I have enough to last through the winter. One winter. But come spring, I'll need to supply. And though I like my space and my busted face,
I Went Into Town. That is Tim Heidecker and his bandmate Eliana Athayde performing a song from Slipping Away, the latest album from Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band. I'm Raina Duras. Tim and Ellie are my guests today. You guys are in the middle of a headlining tour right now. I know you keep a tour diary. You almost always share what you ate that day.
Yeah.
Have you had anything specifically memorable, particularly memorable on this tour so far?
Well, for my birthday, which was a couple days ago, we went to this town in Michigan called Frankenmuth, which was like one of these Christmas village kind of towns where it's all Christmas all year round. And they have this place called the Frankenmuth Zenders World Famous Chicken Dinners. Have you heard of this?
I have not. They're not famous enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they should not be famous. They were, it was kind of fun. It was like the family style. They bring out the mashed potatoes and the gravy and we all pass it around. But, you know, it's like the qualities never meets the occasion. It's just, it was like a real like Lynchian kind of crazy time capsule of a place.
Yeah.
And I would love to go in the kitchen and just like elevate them like 10%.
Sure.
Like let's salt the chicken.
Salt the chicken.
Let's
That's
salt
it.
The chicken.
Just a little salt.
They can I say the Greg Turkington thing? Well, now you have to let me. Greg Turkington, who's with us, is a vegan, and he's also gluten-free.
You're thinking, this is like the hackiest, you're going to think this is the hackiest thing that's ever happened, but I saw it happen.
It's real. So he says to our sweet young waiter, he's like, now I'm a vegan, and I'm gluten-free. What do you think I could eat on this menu? And the kid's like, let me go talk to the chef. I'm not really sure. Yeah, let me go talk to the chef. So he goes, he's gone for like a longer amount of time than it feels like he should be. He comes back and he goes, the chef says maybe you could get the steak with veggies. And like you could see in real time, Greg's brain trying to compute. He was like, well, no, I don't want a steak. And the guy
was like unbelievable.
Okay. And I don't think the guy understood that a vegan can't eat a steak. I think he just thought that vegan didn't want a steak. He was like, well, I can't have the steak. He was like, okay.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
I'm speaking with Tim Heidecker and Ellie Athayde today on World Cafe. We're going to get to another performance, and you're going back to your 2022 album, Fear of Death, for this one. I love this song. It's called Someone Who Can Handle You. Why is this one the one you chose from your past albums to play for us today?
Well, Ellie and I do it every night, so it's fresh for us. I did this with Wiseblood on that album, and we sort of made that album together. And that's how I was introduced to Ellie, because Ellie was Wiseblood's bass player. And not only did she play on that record, but when I was putting this band together, I was going to be touring a lot of those songs, and I knew I was looking for a bass player who could possibly sing all those songs. And she, you know, can sing, you know, with Natalie, with the Wiseblood. So it was a real get. It was like a real coup to get her. And so we started just doing this one together, and it's different than the record, I guess, a little bit. But I think, and I've heard people say that our voices blend very nicely together, and it's always a nice part of the show to sing this song.
Someone Who Can Handle You. Tim Heidecker on World Cafe.
I'm moving on. I'm getting out. I can't do taking it in. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I can't take any more lying. But if you want a slow dance, if you want a romance, you find someone who can handle you. You wore me out, you carved me down, shaved me to the wire. You done me good, cut me up like wood and threw the pieces in the fire. And if you want a slow dance, if you want a romance, you find someone who can handle you. Love should be so easy. Love should be so kind. Love should be as simple as it was the first time. Do you remember the first time you felt those butterflies? Wonder what went wrong. You always have these memories. You always have this song. And if you want a slow dance, if you want a romance, you find someone who can handle you. You find someone who can handle you.
The people are right. Your voices do go really well together. That was Tim Heidecker and Eliana Athayde performing Someone Who Can Handle You. That's a song from Tim's 2020 album, Fear of Death. On World Cafe, I'm Raina Duras. Tim and Ellie are my guests today. Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band have a new album called Slipping Away. The final song on Slipping Away is called Bells Are Ringing. And the first time I listened to the record, I think I stopped everything I was doing to email you to say, Tim, this is so beautiful. But I put an expletive in the middle of that and then I can't say on the radio. I'm going to play a little bit of Bells Are Ringing right now. That's a bit of Bells Are Ringing. Your daughter Amelia is singing at the end of that song. Could you talk about making that decision to have Amelia to record her and put her on the album?
Yeah, I knew. I mean, the end of that song really just, I mean, it says, everything old once was young. Everything young someday dies. Right? We're just singing that over and over again. Everything old once was young, everything young someday dies. And I was like, I really like that. It's very depressing. Is not as quite obvious. You know, it's like, I think it's like basically a line from Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen. Similar, it's like a turn on that line. Where's everything young one day comes back, or something like that. Anyways, it was such a beautiful track, and Connor and, you know, Ellie had done these strings on it. It was just like this grand piece of work, musically, that I just said, I have an opportunity to say something else at the end of this song. I don't have to end on this grim, you know, kind of depressing statement. And I just sang, I wrote those words, and it was way too vulnerable and for me to sing it. That's it was that was the first thing. It was like, I can't sing this. And then I thought of Amelia, because we always make music together in my garage, and she's got a great voice, and had this idea of in my head of a children's choir kind of vibe, and just went down there and did it and played it for everybody, being like, all right, this is going to be a little, this could be too much, too sweet or too something, you know? And everybody was all in, you know, everybody was like, everybody involved in the record was just like, this is so great. Like, it sounds awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was a really powerful choice to have the last words on the album sung by your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ellie, when he brought that in,
Ellie was like, I wanted to sing that part.
I did have a lot of people be like, oh, the background vocals are so beautiful and I can feel them. But at the end, like, they're not sure if it's me or not.
Right.
It's not me. No, I love it. And I think there are so many things that are special about Tim Heidecker and working with Tim, but definitely an element that feels special to me is just like the human element of like this person who does all this amazing artwork, you know, goes on the road, has his shows, like so much, but like his family is such an important thing to him. And that's just like, if you know him, you know that, you know? And so it just felt, so beautiful and perfect to have Amelia do that last bit on the record.
Yeah. The last song that you're going to perform for us today comes a little earlier on the album, but I feel like it leaves us in a really nice place. It's called Bottom of the Eighth. I know you're a baseball fan, Tim.
Yeah.
In this song, it kind of feels like you're switching back and forth from watching this baseball game through your eyes and through your kids' eyes. You're thinking about the player's prospects and the weather and if the mascot will take a picture with her. You also, I think you leave at the bottom of the eighth maybe to beat the traffic, which is the most dad thing you could possibly do. But your daughter in the song, she's just in the moment. How has being a dad changed the way you think about the future?
Oh, with the big questions. Wow. Well, first of all, I think about my own mortality. I think that's the thing that children bring to you is, wow, these people are going to hopefully go on well past me, and I am no longer the main character in my life, in a way. It's another thing that happens when you have kids, and a lot of the decisions you make are really about them, not you. Those are probably the two big things right there.
Yeah. Before we hear this, is there anything you want to tell us about writing the song?
Yeah, I know exactly when and where. It was on tour again. We were in North Carolina, going from D.C. to North Carolina. That night, leaving D.C. was a beautiful summer night. And I'm from the East Coast. Summer nights in the East Coast are nothing better if it's not too hot. And I just had that line, I hear crickets chirping again, because I heard crickets. I said, this is a nice way to start a song. The next day, I'm in North Carolina in Durham, and there's the Durham baseball, minor league baseball park right there down the street. I start thinking about that. And then at the beautiful Durham theater that we played there, I can't remember what it's called, but they had a beautiful grand piano backstage. I sat there at the piano, playing that little thing. It was done. I wrote this song in as long as it takes to sing it almost. And I was like, somebody, Vic probably, I was like, you know, we made a video of me basically playing that song back there, because I was so like, it's all here. I got my baseball song. I didn't have a baseball song, now I have a baseball song.
Well, I'm so glad you're going to play this one for us.
Okay.
It's Bottom of the Eighth, live on World Cafe, Tim Heidecker.
We'll do our best. It is a piano song, so it's a little different on the guitar. I hear crickets chirping again, must be summer rolling in. Paper says there's still tickets to the game. Gonna take my daughter, bring her glove, show her some of that fatherly love. We don't follow the team that much. They were on a winning streak, but lost their touch. Mascot sweating,
and 20 pounds of fur. My daughter loves him. He better take a picture with her. And if it rains, well, that's okay. We can take shelter behind home plate. Either way, we'll head out after the bottom of the eighth. Peanuts, popcorn, all of that stuff. Playing minor league, yeah, must be rough. Playing every day, yeah, I can relate. Taking that bus from state to state. Few of those dudes gonna be rich. Most of those dudes taking it pitch by pitch. Most of those dudes, no matter how hard they try, will work all their lives just trying to get by. But my daughter don't care about that. Sun's beating down, she needs a baseball hat. Hope she gets to see her first home run. Boy, wouldn't that be fun. And if it rains, well, that's okay. We could take shelter behind home plate. Either way, we'll head out after the bottom of the eighth.
I like that version.
That was really nice.
I like this, my Randy Newman impression. You ever hear it? I like that version.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Live for the World Cafe, Bottom of the Eighth, performed by Tim Heidecker and Eliana Athayde. That's a song from Slipping Away, the latest album from Tim Heidecker and the Very Good Band. Tim, Ellie, thank you so much. This has been awesome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break, you heard a session with Tim Heidecker. You can see video of that session at worldcafe.org and on YouTube at youtube.com/worldcafe. You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, and maybe you're getting ready for a big fireworks display tonight at home, or you're going to go out to one in your town, or maybe fireworks don't do much for you. Maybe you have more in common with Amy Mann here in 4th of July.
Today's the 4th. June has gone by, and when they light up our town, I just think what a waste of gunpowder and sky. I'm certain I am alone and harboring thoughts on. It's one of my faults that I can't quell my past. I ought to have gotten it gone. I ought to have gotten it. Oh, baby, I wonder if when you are older someday, you'll wake up. Thank you. wish I sold her. So that's today's memory lane, with all the pathos and pain. Another chapter in a book where the chapters are endless and they're always the same. A verse and a verse and refrain. The river down which I sold her.
Sandy, are hailing over Little Eden tonight, forcing a light into all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. Down in town the circuits fall, a switchblade lovers so fast, so shiny, so sharp. As the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark, and the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. Tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels, ah, Sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promised to unsnapper jeans. And you know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning, bitch. Didn't think I'd ever get off. I remember saying
That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with Lover Boy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You ought to quit this scene, too.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. Ooh, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies, and we walked off to look for. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw, and I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with our faces. She said cigarette. I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. Ooh. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine and the moon rose over.
In the cars on the news.
couple of Swedes searching for America. That's First Aid Kit. Next up, an artist who's found it on World Cafe. It's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras with you on your 4th of July weekend. America is a lot of different things to different people. If you're asking, what is America? This is America. Childish Gambino.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah. What I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, work it. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband, contraband, contraband,
contraband.
I got the plug on Oaxaca.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baca. Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my following. Listen.
You
mother told me.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road
When along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shefferville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Johnny Cash, I've been everywhere, finishing this hour of World Cafe. And the reason you can hear World Cafe everywhere is because of our affiliates, so thank you so much to them, including KNCH in San Angelo, Texas. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Rena Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Columbia Records, with Barbara Streisand's new album, The Secret of Life, Partners, Volume 2, featuring 11 duets with Paul McCartney, Ariana Grande, Bob Dylan, James Taylor, Hozier, and others. Available where music is sold. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Pam Perry from Brainerd is a regular contributor to the KAXE Morning Show. She talks about birds and other wildlife. We asked her why she supports this station.
So, and now the most recent thing is the newsroom. And I love the news reports. You're not hearing that anywhere else. You're not hearing about what county boards are doing and local governments. This is the place. This is where you're going.